Stillman & Company is delivered by TriStar Moving, ESPN 1025. The game, big day, NFL schedule release. I'm also wondering if today is going to be NHL schedule release as the Predators taking on the Carolina Hurricanes. I'll just say this, though. I'd leave Monday night open if I were you guys. I'll just say, I'm not saying anything, I'm not breaking news, right?
Monday feels right.
Monday? Do you have plans Monday night?
I'm watching the Preds game.
Well, I didn't know there was a Preds game Monday night.
If there is a Preds game Monday night.
If there is a Preds game Monday night.
That's what I will be doing.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay, I just wanted to, you know, I don't have any plans Monday night. I am leaving Monday night open. Ian, do you have plans Monday night?
Not that I know of.
Okay, so I wouldn't make any plans Monday night if I were you. You know, Monday night's a nice night to leave open. You know, spend time at home on the couch in front of the TV. I think, doesn't wrestling come on Monday nights?
That sounds about right.
Okay.
Monday Night Raw or whatever that is?
Yeah, slam down, throw down.
That's,
you know,
probably what I'll be doing.
Oh, yes.
Every Monday.
Who's your favorite?
The big guy with the long hair who's always sweaty. That one.
Triple H?
Yep, him.
Does Triple H still wrestle?
Yes, he's my favorite.
So I've become a fan of The Rock, I'm just saying, but I don't think The Rock wrestles anymore. Anywho, I would leave Monday night open if I were you, but let's get to the Titans schedule release because we're starting to see some information trickle out. And I have been on this all day. If you're watching on the stream on Twitter or YouTube or whatever, if you're watching on the stream, you will see me on my phone today. I am not Adam Schefter, but I am consistently checking everything to see, okay, what is the Titans schedule going to look like? Here's what we know. Week one, Arizona at home, Nissan Stadium. Week four, and now that was released by the league. The league put that out there for week one. Week four, at the Jets. Week six, versus Buffalo. Monday Night Football against Buffalo. Week 10, at home versus New Orleans. Week 12, at New England. And week 16, Thursday Night Football at home against San Francisco. Last night, I threw together what I thought the Titans schedule was going to look like, and immediately I seem to already be wrong. But I think there's going to be a Sunday night football game in there. I don't know where. When I put this together last night, just saying, okay, what do I think the schedule is going to look like? I did Sunday night football against the Chiefs at home. That made sense to me. I think another thing should be noted is kind of where are the division games going to lie. And so I've got five keys to the schedule that I think we should be keeping our eye on. And right now, one of them has somewhat come true. The first thing is I want the rookie quarterbacks early. I want rookie quarterbacks early when they don't know what's going on and they're just trying to read a defense and they're trying to figure it out before they get in the rhythm. So Zach Wilson is
week four.
That's perfect.
I like that.
That's perfect because you're going to have three games of tape on him. So you will be able to study him and probably fire things at him that you haven't used yet in the first three games that he's not prepared for. So I like that. Again, the rookie quarterbacks. Jacksonville has a rookie quarterback this year. The Jets have a rookie quarterback this year on your schedule. New England might have a rookie quarterback this year. Again, they're later in the schedule, week 12. So that, you know, kind of throws that out of the mix. Houston, if they go with Davis Mills over Tyrod Taylor, Houston may have a rookie quarterback. So I really want to see the rookie quarterbacks early or early in their tenure. I got a little excited, I'm not going to lie, when I see week 16 San Francisco on a Thursday night. First of all, my guess is San Francisco will like fly in. I don't know who else they play in the AFC South at home, or on the road. But I'm guessing it's Indianapolis or something like that. What the league will probably do is they'll probably send them to Indianapolis, and then they'll stay after the Indy game. They'll fly here, and then they'll play on a Thursday night. I hope that they're in San Francisco, and they have to fly to Nashville and play on a Thursday night. I'd love it, but week 16. Could Trey Lance be cracking the lineup at that point for San Francisco?
It's possible, and that scares me because I would rather play Jimmy G if I were the Titans. The Titans know what Jimmy G can do. The Titans have seen ample tape of Jimmy G. They know exactly what his game plan is. We haven't seen Trey Lance play.
Yeah, but you'd rather play a guy who's been to the Super Bowl over Trey Lance?
I mean, there's just no tape on Trey Lance. How do you study for that game? How do you prepare for that game?
They drafted him third overall, so, I mean, they must have thought something.
Right, so they must have thought something was right.
So, again, I'm just
At week 16, I think Trey Lance has gotten plenty of footing.
So, I think Trey Lance, if he starts for San Francisco, it will be because their season is over early December, and it's like, oh, we're not going to make the playoffs. We're not that good anymore. All right, let's move Jimmy out. Let's put the kid in. Or, in theory, the kid, you know, the kid could win the job, or Jimmy could get hurt and they have to play him. But again, week 16 for Trey Lance, if it is in fact Trey Lance, I think that's at least worth noting. The second key is I think the Seattle game and the Rams game, I think, are going to be put together. Now, Seattle and Los Angeles are not very close together, but
West Coast.
In theory, I mean, it's easier to get from Seattle to L.A. than it is to go Nashville, Seattle, back to Nashville, back to Los Angeles. And I don't know, you know, what J-Rob will want to do, if he will want the Titans, because they stayed out west a couple years ago, and it was an unmitigated disaster. So I think they're going to pad those games together, though. So I think it's going to be either at the Rams, then at Seattle, or at Seattle and then at the Rams. So I think they're going to put those two games together. So that I really would prefer that to come maybe earlier in the year. Just get the West Coast trip out of the way before all the injuries, before all the bumps, before all the bruises. Because if you, let's say you play Arizona and then you play those two teams and you get the Jets, you should at least be 2-2 through the first four games. If they put, you know, versus Arizona at home, at Seattle, at the Rams, at the Jets.
That's
now,
a
I don't
long
think
road
go
trip.
Three in a row. That's
a long. I mean, ideally, in my mind, it would be either Seattle. Was it San Francisco?
Seattle and the Rams.
In the Rams. Seattle and the Rams, wherever that may lie, back-to-back, 2 weeks on the road, and then a bye week.
Sure. Or a bye week, and then those two in a row.
Right. Just some sort of rest that pads those 2 weeks, because that is going to be a grind.
The third key of the schedule, and I think this might actually work out. I saw something on Twitter that is not confirmable, so I can't really roll with it, but it had, you know, we have the Jets at week four, Buffalo at week six that are pretty entrenched from what's been leaked out. I saw something that has Jacksonville week five, and I love that, if that is the case. Because you go Jets week four, Jacksonville week five, Buffalo. I want padding around Buffalo and Kansas City. What I don't want is I don't want a stretch where it's the Rams, Buffalo, Kansas City, Miami, Indy. Like, I don't Ooh. Want that. Like, that's Ooh. What I do not want. So I want the ample padding in the schedule around the Kansas City game and the Buffalo game. Now, the Kansas City game and the Buffalo game are at home. Buffalo is a Monday night football game. I think, with no sourcing, this is my gut, I think Kansas City is a Sunday night football game. I wonder how they will put that around the schedule. Again, I could see it being in that week 13 to week 15 range. You've got New England at week 12, San Francisco at week 17. So, again, I want to pad the Kansas City game. So far, you've got Jets, blank, Buffalo. If you can get Jets, Jags, Buffalo, I will feel great about the start of that schedule. But I am watching how they are treating the games around those games, because those are probably two of the harder games on the schedule. The next key, I want Houston early. I want Jacksonville early. I know you're not going to get them all early. You're not going to get, you know, week two Jacksonville, week three Houston, week four Jacksonville. But bad teams that think, everybody thinks they're going to be good, but the bad teams know that they're going to be bad. And then every now and then a bad team, like 2017 Jacksonville, they come out of nowhere, and midway through the season they realize, like, hey, we're actually pretty good. We're not a bad NFL team. You know, hey, our coach can kind of coach. Now, they started off 2-2, but then all of a sudden they're 10-2. You know, that kind of thing. I don't want any of that. I want to play those young quarterbacks early. I want to play Houston when they know they stink. It does not feel like the Deshaun Watson situation is coming to any sort of a resolution early. I want Houston early. I want Jacksonville early. Now, again, I know I'm not going to get two games against Houston and Jacksonville early, but one game each against Houston early, Jacksonville early. And then my fifth thought on the Titans schedule, and again, I've put Caroline in charge of kind of searching Twitter to see, you know, what leaks are going to come out of this. I have to assume Indianapolis is week 18. And I don't know if it's going to be on the road, which I would make the guess that it would be. But I cannot imagine the NFL looking at the way the AFC South is kind of being developed. I cannot foresee the NFL not putting the Titans Colts week 18, even though it may mean nothing. And they know this. You know, Houston and Jacksonville are probably not going to be competitive week 18. The NFL wants those week 18 games because what they really want is they want three winner go home games. That's kind of what they, that's how they walk into this. They want three winner go home games, and that they can put one at noon, they can put one at three, and they can put one on Sunday Night Football. But I don't think there's any way you get a winner go home game with Jacksonville or Houston other than like the Titans last year when it was they had to beat Houston. But they want two teams playing against each other like the end of the 2018 season when the Titans played the Colts on that Sunday night game, the last game of the year, and Indianapolis won. I'm going to guess, again, making an assumption here, if it is Titans-Colts week 18, I would assume it would be at Indianapolis. And the reason I make that assumption is because they played here at the end of 2018. And so then I think, but this is what throws a wrench into that, is 2019 was at the Texans, and 2020 was at the Texans. So I figured they like to be fair. So if you've got, okay, at the Texans 1 year, then you'd be at the Titans the next year. But they, the NFL didn't do that. So that's a really strong assumption. I feel 80% confident that it's Titans-Colts week 18. Where it is, I'd say 55% confident. So just a little bit above, not really all that confident. 55% confident that it would be at Indianapolis. But those are the keys. I want the young quarterbacks early. I want Indianapolis, Houston and Jacksonville early. I think the Rams and Seattle, I would prefer that be together, and I would prefer get it out of the way, or to your point, Caroline, put it around a bye. I want to see what's around Kansas City and Buffalo, and then, again, week 18, Indianapolis. So, again, here's what we know.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona week one, for sure, noon kickoff.
And Mike Herndon tweeted out, who covers the Titans for Broadway Sports, hearing that the Titans will be at Seattle in week two.
Okay.
So you could say possibly Rams week three. But, you know, you have two West Coast games on the road, and then you go all the way to New York in week four. So that would be kind of a grind.
We'll use that. We'll tread lightly on that one.
Unconfirmed.
We'll operate under the idea that that could be the case. Again, we don't know yet officially. What we know is Arizona week one, at the Jets week four, Buffalo week six on Monday Night Football, New Orleans week 10, at New England week 12, San Francisco at home week 16, Thursday Night Football. We do not know at Indy, at Houston, at Jacksonville, Indy, Houston, Jacksonville, at Seattle, at the Rams, Kansas City, at Pittsburgh, and versus Miami. So those are the ones we're kind of looking at. I believe the Titans will probably be in the mix for one Sunday Night Football game. I would assume Kansas City is the only game on the schedule that would be a possible Sunday Night Football game, but they do. And I know, again, Buffalo is a Monday Night Football game. Mm-hmm. They have a handful of games that could be Monday Night Football games. I think at Pittsburgh could be a Monday Night Football game, because Monday Night Football usually likes to take a game, a team that is a popular team, like the Dallas Cowboys. But they would never put Cowboys Packers or Cowboys Steelers, or like in this case, Cowboys Buccaneers, which is kicking off the season. They would never put that level of a game, an A-level game. They won't put that on Monday Night Football. They like to put kind of a popular team and then maybe something that could be a little interesting, I guess, on Monday Night Football. And the Titans are the something that could be a little interesting, I guess, kind of team. I think the Titans, Seattle, the Rams, and Pittsburgh all have the possibility of Monday Night Football games. So maybe they get two Monday Nighters. 615-737-1025. We'll get your thoughts. And again, we will be following this, the schedule release. And I will explain why I think the schedule release matters. Because I think some people say, it's the schedule. It's what it is. I will explain why I think this really matters next. 615-737-1025 is our phone number and our text number. We're live from the Whole Song Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com. It's Stillman & Company. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game, and we're streaming on the Game Nashville app.
With the first pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Trevor Lawrence, quarterback Clemson. With the second pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Zach Wilson, quarterback, BYU. With the third pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Trey Lance, quarterback, North Dakota State.
With the 15th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the six-time world champion New England Patriots select Mac Jones.
So there you go. Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Mac Jones. All four could be on the Titans schedule. As, again, Stillman & Company, we are kind of awaiting the details. We are awaiting to figure out, okay, what's going to happen now? We do not know. We know San Francisco week 16, Thursday night football. I'm going to guess that's Jimmy Garoppolo. Or at least as I sit here today, I'm going to guess that's Jimmy Garoppolo. Before I get too excited about the idea of playing Trey Lance. I love, as I brought up in the last segment, Caroline, I love the Jets week 4. We know Zach Wilson's going to be their starting quarterback. We know that means Mike Vrabel will get 3 weeks worth of tape on Zach Wilson. They'll be able to come up with a game plan, probably show Zach Wilson things that he hasn't seen before. What do we think about the other rookie quarterbacks on the schedule? And that also should include Davis Mills, who I think is certainly a part of the equation in Houston right now, where there's Trevor Lawrence. There's going to be two games against Trevor Lawrence. There's going to be one game against the Patriots, Cam or Mac Jones. By week 12, I'm going to guess Mac is the starting quarterback in New England, and then perhaps Davis Mills in Houston. Do you agree with me that you'd rather face the young quarterbacks early, or would you do it? Would you rather it be like New England, where Cam may start the season as the quarterback for the Patriots, but I think by week 12, Mac Jones is the starting quarterback of that team.
And I think that's the key with New England, is that Cam will most likely, in my opinion, start the season. So if the Titans are getting New England at week 12, Mac Jones probably still, even at week 12, hasn't had a ton of playing time. Mm-hmm. So I like that there. And I made the point earlier that I would rather play Jimmy G rather than Trey Lance, just because the Titans have seen so much more tape on Jimmy G than they have Trey Lance, since he played so few college games. That is the one exception to where I do agree with you that I would rather face the rookie quarterbacks early, get them while they haven't really had a ton of time to gel with the team, to be an NFL starting quarterback. Sure. But Trey Lance is my one exception, and that I would rather play against Jimmy G.
See, I don't understand why you'd rather play against Jimmy Garoppolo than Trey Lance. Now, again, this is a week 16 game. If this was a week 4 game, would you feel the same way?
I don't know, because I feel like in week 4, it would have almost been guaranteed that it would be Jimmy G, in my opinion.
True.
Week 16, who knows what could happen? There could be injuries. Jimmy G could just play absolutely horribly. Trey Lance could go in a second half and just light it up, and he becomes the starting quarterback. So anything can happen by week 16. But, I mean, to your point earlier, you said you like having the Jets week 4, because then Vrabel will have 3 weeks to look at film of Zach Wilson.
But I also wouldn't mind the Jets week 1.
Wouldn't mind the Jets week 1, no.
I mean, before the Arizona thing came out, I was hoping for Jacksonville or Houston week 1. Just to start the season with a win.
Easy start to the season.
Just get it on and just go. And I, again, right now, and we had the report that you brought up last segment, perhaps at Seattle week 2 is a possibility.
Those are two tough games to start the season.
See, I don't think Arizona. I don't think much Arizona.
I think Seattle will be a more difficult game. Yes.
I Arizona, I mean, look, if you lose to Arizona week one, I have problems. That's one of those ones where, I mean, you should beat the Cardinals at home.
AJ Brown, Malcolm Butler would be cool to watch.
I'm not so like worried about like that. I just don't think Cliff Kingsbury is a very good coach.
I'm not worried about that. I just think that will be a cool matchup.
To me, I saw Arizona week one. I said, good, 1-0. Let's go. Just get it going. 1-0, see you out the gate. I mean, I don't think J.J. Watt will stay healthy for the entire season, but J.J. will obviously be healthy and available for week one. So that's the downside of Arizona in week one. But I saw Arizona on the schedule. I don't think Kyler can throw that well. I mean, I do not think Kyler Murray, he's one of those guys who maybe a lot like Mariota was, in the sense that, like, Mariota was never really watched by the national media when he was with the Titans until it was, like, season 4 or 5. And it was like, man, Mariota's still really isn't all that good. Like, then you wait for that guy to be good. Kind of like how we probably feel about Sam Darnold right now. Like, I think Sam's got a shot. I mean, I think Sam could be okay. I think Sam, you know, let's see what Sam does in Carolina. But if Sam stinks it up in Carolina, then we're going to be like, yeah, Sam Darnold not very good. I think Kyler is kind of in the same boat. I don't think Kyler has been that good of a quarterback in these 2 years that he's been a quarterback. And yes, it's 2 years. And yes, he's got a Titan killer in DeAndre Hopkins on his team. But I don't like the coach. I don't like the structure of the team. And I don't like Kyler very much. So I'm not guaranteeing that the Titans will win week one. But when I saw that come out, I saw week one versus Arizona. I said, oh, I like that one. What I really worry about is it kind of mixing and matching. And then all of a sudden you get a really tough stretch where let's say Seattle and the Rams are 2-3. So it's Arizona, Seattle, the Rams at the Jets, Kansas City, Buffalo. It's like, okay, you may be 2-6 at that point and still not be a bad football team. And I worry about that coming down the pipe with the schedule.
And you mentioned DeAndre Hopkins because, yeah, that's going to be a tough matchup for whoever he faces. But who do you think that will be? My opinion is Jackrabbit.
It'll be a triple team. Yeah. Like, they will not. I mean, I don't even know who the other guy is over there. Like, they're not going to be worried about it. I'm not. Again, as far as the Arizona game is concerned, they should just beat Arizona. I mean, they should beat
especially
Arizona.
Especially at home.
I saw that on the schedule. It's a noon kickoff. Those guys, they're not awake by then. I like that one. I keep looking at the games we don't know. And here's a couple of games that I find to be very interesting. Like, I think we'll all say Buffalo's going to be a tough game. Mm-hmm. Like, the games that you should worry about mm-hmm. right now. Wherever Seattle goes, I'm worried about that game. Nobody ever wins in Seattle. They'll probably have fans in the stands. They've got a better quarterback, even though he may not be happy there. And if they double it up with the Rams, I hate those two West Coast swing kind of things.
That's
so that
tough.
Bothers me. Then Kansas City and Buffalo bother me, and the two Indianapolis games bother me. Everything else, like, there's kind of questions with. Miami, is Tua a good enough quarterback? I don't think so. Put that game wherever you want. At Pittsburgh, I think the Steelers have so many problems. So I don't get too concerned about them. Obviously, Houston and Jacksonville, we've been over enough.
New Orleans, I think
New Orleans, New England, and San Francisco are all, you know, how's New England going to be this year? I don't know.
They're kind of like that middle tier of, like, you have those games that you worry about, and you have those games that are like no problem. Like, those are going to be wins. I feel like San Francisco, New England, and New Orleans, since there are so many questions surrounding those teams, that's kind of that middle of the road. Like, could they be wins? They very well could be losses. Kind of like a big question mark surrounding those three games and those teams in general.
So I guess I'm just worried when I look at the schedule that you're going to get all of those all at one time. So then it's going to be like Seattle, the Rams, the Jets, Kansas City, Buffalo. Like, holy crap. Whoa. You know, again, you could literally be 2-4. I want the schedule like Indianapolis had last year. I mean, I remember when that schedule came out, I said they ought to be 9-0 to start the year. I mean, it was like Jacksonville, the Jets, Houston, Jacksonville, even though they couldn't play the Jets again, I'm sure the Jets, Chicago, I mean, it was Indy's schedule last year at the jump was ridiculous, and Indy lost a couple of games they shouldn't. I want that kind of schedule this year, and then you have to go out there and you have to win those games. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll get your reaction. We'll get your thoughts. Again, where are the rookie quarterbacks in this year's draft? Plus, what Tim Hasselbeck says he looks at. We'll get to that coming up. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Let me tell you about my friends at Edmunds. Buying or selling a car is one of the biggest financial decisions you can make. Edmunds will take the headaches and guesswork out of car shopping for you. They're pros that have been helping people like you and me for over 50 years. Edmunds.com was the first auto information website, and they're experts in buying or selling. Did you know that they test drive over 300 new cars a year? So they 300 cars last year, 300 cars this year, 300 cars next year, 300 cars. So if you're thinking that you don't know what you want, or you're trying to narrow it down, instead of having to test drive all the different cars you may be interested in, Edmunds does that for you and then writes reviews, and you can go through them and you can say, okay, well, I definitely don't want that one. Forget about that. Forget about that. I want this one, you know, and then that way you can test drive two or three cars instead of having to test drive seven cars. That's one of the reasons why I love Edmunds. Again, over 300 new cars a year. Whether you're just browsing or you know exactly what you want, Edmunds gives you that extra boost of confidence. Visit Edmunds.com to get started. For cars, there's Edmunds.
When I was a player, the first thing I looked for was when my bye week was.
Okay.
The second thing I looked for was where I was around Christmas. Was I home or away? The third thing I looked for was where was I on Thanksgiving? Was I home or away? You know, and then maybe you looked for, like, I know guys in New England would look like, am I playing in Miami in September? You know, or do I get to play in Miami in December or November? So, like, as a player, those were the things I think you looked at, I looked at, and I know many other players looked at.
That was Tim Hasselbeck as a player on Darren Donick and Chase, talking about what he looked at in the schedule. What do you think we should be looking at? He kind of sounds like when he was a player, he kind of downplayed it. Like, I mean, I looked at where I'd be for Thanksgiving. I think I'd looked at, and I think everybody, you know, when you look at the schedule, like, it's all kind of independent for you, right? Like, for example, and I don't know why they decided to do this, and I am not calling them out right now on the air, but I have a pair of friends that decided to get married on a Friday. And so it's a Friday in September. And again, I'm not calling them out. I'm not, you know, hey, everyone's entitled to get married whenever they want to get married. I'll be having my wedding at 3 a.m. in Beirut. So that way I'll make it as difficult for every single person to attend. I'm kidding.
Jeez.
But
am I invited?
But 2028.
Please, 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 fingers crossed.
Then I don't know. But it's like, so they are getting married on a Friday, and it's like, please be a bad team, you know, before a bad team, so that I can, you know. I don't know why I feel that way. But it's just different if it's like Titans, Colts, big game, and it's Friday. And so, like, everybody has different reasons that they look at the schedule. Perhaps you want to go to a game. I've always said, I am planning to go when the Titans play the Raiders in Las Vegas in that stadium for the first time. I want to see that stadium.
For a calm weekend.
Sure.
Low-key, calm, chill.
I do not like Vegas. I'll be honest.
I've never been to Vegas.
I don't like it. I lose too much. Well, I shouldn't say I lose too much money, because I've been there and I've won some money. But I just don't sleep when I go to Vegas. Like, I literally just
party and ball.
No, it's not even that. Like, say I go with a couple of guys or whatever, they'll want to go out and do the partying thing, and that's fine. But I'm like at the tables. I just play. And then it's like I'm at this really expensive Cirque du Soleil show, and I'm like falling asleep. Like
those are
in
really
the middle
cool,
of it. They are, but I'm falling asleep because I'm spending all night out there gambling. I'm like, I could just go, you know, up to Louisville and gamble. Anywho, 615-737-1025. We'll get to your text in a second. Caroline Fenton has a problem with the Cowboys being the opener week one against Tampa Bay. Why?
Well, okay, so Tampa Bay is an obvious season opener, reigning Super Bowl champions.
Well, that's the rule. I mean, that's...
Yeah. The Cowboys, What the heck have the Cowboys done? It's so annoying that the Cowboys always get so much love just because they're the Cowboys. It's like all the LeBron talk every single day. LeBron could be hurt. LeBron could be retired 10 years from now, and they still talk about LeBron every single freaking day. And I'm sick and tired of the Cowboys always getting so much love just because they're the stinking Cowboys.
But they're the Cowboys.
But they're the okay, so?
They're going to draw mega ratings.
They haven't done anything. I think, okay, you know, if you're going to say you're the season opener, if you're the Super Bowl, reigning Super Bowl champions, that's a reward. That is, you earned that.
Right.
You,
and they,
you won a title last year.
They want a made-for-TV matchup week one. If they played, and so it has to be a home game, and
right.
it has to be a marquee opponent.
Mm-hmm.
If they played Green Bay, right?
I would like that way better than the Cowboys.
But I think they play at Green Bay this year.
Oh.
If they played Green Bay, that could be a week one matchup.
For sure.
But I think the only marquee opponents that they play, and the Cowboys, even though they do suck, they are a marquee opponent because they are the Cowboys. The only other option was Buffalo. And the Cowboys are a bigger draw. Even though Buffalo might be a Super Bowl contender this year, and Dallas... Let's just make sure before we start talking about Dallas and whatever comes after Dallas,
mm-hmm.
that it's just not is a joke. You know, Dallas might, or Buffalo may be a Super Bowl contender. Dallas may be 5-12, but Dallas is going to bring huge TV ratings, and that's what the league cares about, kicking the season off. They don't want the Jacksonville Jaguars week one on that season kickoff.
Well, no. But, I mean, are the Cowboys much better?
They are
in terms of a name and a brand, yes, of course, 100%. But
that matters.
It's just annoying.
That matters. That's like when Floyd tried to argue Tony Romo wasn't a superstar when he was quarterback of the Cowboys. He quarterback of the Cowboys. Doesn't matter if you're any good. You're quarterback of the Cowboys. You're a superstar. Let's go to your phone. 615-737-1025. Text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Caroline Fenton, what's in there?
Kevin in Nashville responded to you saying that you're not too worried about Arizona week one. He said a mobile quarterback that has almost thrown for 4,000 yards in his first 2 years playing against a team without a pass rush or corners, the Cardinals will be a problem.
So I think the Titans are going to have corners. If there's anything that they actually did accomplish in the NFL draft, it's that they've got corners. I mean, Janoris Jenkins is a starting NFL corner. Christian Fulton's apparently supposedly healthy. Caleb Farley might be healthy. Elijah Molden was taken in the third round. They signed Kevin Johnson. They bring back Chris Jackson, a seventh-round rookie who started a handful of games last year. And that's six guys of starting cornerback experience or are rookies that are expected to play right away. I think they'll have corners. The thing about Arizona for me is that deep down inside, I just think they're an average team. Like, I think they are just an average team with a below-average coach, and I don't see average teams with below-average coaches winning games in the NFL. New England, I think, may be a below-average team and certainly a question mark what they're doing at the quarterback position, but they have a superior coach, and so that scares me. New Orleans, I think, has an okay team. I don't love Jameis Winston at quarterback, but I think we've got to look at Sean Payton and say, hey, this guy may be able to figure something out with Jameis Winston, and New Orleans
or
may
Taysom
be
Hill.
A team. Is it really going to be Taysom Hill?
Maybe.
I don't think it's going to be Taysom Hill.
I don't think it will be week one, but I do think Taysom will see the field.
I mean, he'll see the field. Like, he's
as a quarterback.
Play.
As a quarterback.
Like, as the quarterback every snap of the game where it's like, blue 52, hike.
Maybe. Not week one.
I don't think so.
I don't think week one.
But even that, like, no regular coach would I worry about this New Orleans Saints team with one of those two guys playing quarterback. But because I think we have to look at Sean Payton and say, hey, Sean Payton's a pretty good coach, I say, okay, you know, I look at this and I think, I'm not saying I look at Arizona and I think they're the Jets. I think they've got a nice team. They've got an okay, I know players on that team. I still think they're a mess in the secondary. And what has Kyler done? What has Kyler done in his career? You know, Baker, when the Titans played him week one and everybody was bowing down to kiss the feet of Baker Mayfield, he had set a rookie record for most touchdown passes. And even then I was skeptical of Baker Mayfield. So what has Kyler done? How many big games has Kyler won? How many times has Kyler knocked off the Rams or Kyler knocked off Seattle or Kyler, and he's capable of beating the Titans. I just expect the Titans to win that game. What else in the text line?
Another texter texted in and said, remember the last time the Titans played the 49ers late in the season? Jimmy G had just taken over at quarterback, and the 49ers completely changed and played better under him. Could be a similar situation with Trey Lance later on in the year where he injects them with some energy.
I don't think so. Jimmy Garoppolo was in his fourth year in the NFL.
Yeah, that's
kind of what
I'm thinking.
He had been traded to San Francisco. San Francisco was not... like I think they had won like six games in a row. The Titans played horribly. Adoree Jackson dropped a game-winning interception. Mike Mularkey coached stupidly. They did everything they could to lose that game to San Francisco. If Trey Lance plays, let me give you my quarterback confidence for when the Titans play him. So this is the rankings of these quarterbacks, the rookie quarterbacks. And again, we don't know when they're going to play Jacksonville or when they're going to play Houston. Or I'm trying to see if there's another rookie quarterback I'm missing. I think that's it. I would say that right now I would fear Trevor Lawrence the most. Like if you had to play, you know, week one, a rookie quarterback. Trevor Lawrence 1, Mac Jones 2,
Zach Wilson 3.
Zach Wilson 3, Trey Lance 4, Davis Mills 5. That's how I'd rank them. So I right now... I mean, I'm more worried about New England if Mac Jones wins that job, which I think Mac Jones should win that job because I don't – the Brady offense, like Mac Jones, I'm not going to say he can do the Brady things, but he can play a similar system that Brady plays. So you just let – like I worry about Mac Jones getting the starting job and then Mac, you know, taking his lumps throughout the season, and then by the time you play New England week 12, Mac Jones is ready to go. Like, that's where I get a little worried about it. Chris Sanders will join us next, a former Titans receiver. We'll get his thoughts on what we know about the schedule so far, what he thinks. How important is the early part of the schedule? We'll ask Chris Sanders all that coming up next, plus what games is he interested in figuring out, and how many primetime games perhaps Chris thinks the Titans will get this year. Listen to The Game every weekday for your chance to win $1,000. It's The Game's 1K payday presented by Kentucky Kingdom and Hurricane Bay. Listen for keywords at 9, noon, and 3. When you hear it, go to thegamenashville.com and enter the keyword for a shot at $1,000. Stillman & Companies is delivered by TriStar Moving. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game. Caroline Fenton has been working the phones about if there's any more information on the leaked schedule that we are awaiting from the Tennessee Titans. Has there anything new come out? Again, the schedule's supposed to be released tonight at 7 o'clock. Usually us and the media get it about 10 minutes before they actually release it. So far, we have Arizona week 1 at home, at the Jets week 4, Buffalo Monday Night Football week 6, New Orleans week 10 at home, at New England week 12 versus San Francisco week 16.
There are some rumors floating around that Seattle is week 2. Mm-hmm. Now, that hasn't been confirmed by any of these other sources that have confirmed these other games, but that is the biggest rumor I've seen recently.
And we have a rumor that perhaps Jacksonville week 5, so it would be the Jets, Jacksonville, Buffalo. Chris Sanders joins us now, former Titans receiver. Chris, I want to start with this. As a player, how much did you care about the schedule release or looking at the schedule and what it meant for your team in the season?
Yeah, I mean, I cared about it a lot because, you know, as you're looking at a team and you're getting ready to start the season, you want to make sure you're in position to have a fast start. And that's why I used to really look at the schedule and look at what actually was going on because I want to make sure that we got a fast start. But with the situation with the Tennessee Titans, I don't think who they play. I just think the Tennessee Titans are going to come out firing on all cylinders.
Why do you say that?
I just think that, you know, a lot of people's been talking negative about the Tennessee Titans, about their draft picks with Farley and all these guys, and I think that in the back of their mind that Mike Vrabel and Jay Robb want to go out and show that this team can be a run for the Super Bowl. So I'm excited. I know I heard through the grapevine, I don't really know the whole schedule, but I think they're playing the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, you know,
week one, and I know that they got some talent. I know they got Kyler Murray, you know, they got Chase Edmonds, A.J. Green, Christian Kirk, all those guys. But I just think that the Tennessee Titans are going to be coming out on full cylinders because they got a lot to prove.
So it's interesting that you go down that road. Chris Sanders is with us because I do think there are a lot of people. The Athletic had their power rankings out, had the Titans ranked 21st, had them ranked behind the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington football team. And I think there's something that Vrabel, you go back through Vrabel's tenure, in the 3 or 4 years or whatever it's been since he's been head coach. And it's like every game that they say the Titans can't win, that Tuesday night game against Buffalo where the Titans hadn't practiced for a whole week, everyone's like, oh, Buffalo's going to blow them out. Or when they played the Texans with no offensive tackles, or all these games where it looks like the Titans have no chance, and Vrabel somehow coaches them, you know, to do that. I think, to your point, Chris, Vrabel's going to take a lot of this negativity.
Oh, yes.
That may be his strong suit.
That is. I mean, because he's been through it all his life. He's been through that through high school when they said he's too small and he's too slow, went to Ohio State, that he'll never amount to anything, and then all of a sudden he goes to New England and wins 3 or 4 Super Bowls. So he loves that kind of action. He loves it when people say he can't do anything. So, you know, that's what he's built for. So just looking at this Tennessee Titans team, look at what's going on, what they did in the draft. They said Caleb Farley, they don't know if he's going to be ready. They got Monty Rice. All these guys that the Tennessee Titans have selected, they keep saying there's no way, and their draft was terrible. And then on the flip side, they even said that Dupree was the worst pick in the free agency. So there, you don't know. Mike Vrabel and those guys are hearing all these things. Mike Vrabel, you don't think the players are hearing these things? They are going to chomp at the bit to beat the brakes off of the Arizona Cardinals. So, you know, even though the people are saying these things in that locker room, they're believing something else.
Chris Sanders is our guest. How important is the early part of the season in terms of the opponents the Titans get? Right now, we know Arizona week one at the Jets week four. The Jets are going to have a rookie quarterback. We know the Jets probably aren't very good. I would hope, and there's a report that Seattle might be week two, I would hope that you maybe get some easy games early. I'd like the Houston Texans early this year.
There's no easy games.
That's right. I forgot. They're all NFL players. But I think I'd rather play the rookie quarterbacks early in the season. For example, New England is week 12. If Mac Jones is the starting quarterback of the Patriots, he'll have enough time. I think by week 12, he won't really be a rookie anymore. You've played with guys like that. You played in the NFL. How much does that matter, you know, where the schedule lies in terms of maybe how you do during the course of the season?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point, because if you start going against these rookie quarterbacks, you got to look, they're not going to really play too many games in the preseason. I mean, I don't know if they're going to have any preseason games anyway. So the real live experience is going to get the first game, or first or second game, if they play against the Jets. I don't know the schedule. But if you're getting a rookie quarterback, he's going to struggle. You want to catch these teams or these rookie quarterbacks while they're struggling early, because later on down the road, when they start playing consistent games, then they're going to get better and better. So I think if the Tennessee Titans start getting these rookie quarterbacks, like back-to-back-to-back, number one from Jacksonville, the Jets, and they start playing those guys, and those guys start to struggle, because if your quarterbacks struggle, you're not going to win any games. So if the Tennessee Titans can put pressure on him and have them make mistakes, it's advantage Tennessee Titans.
Chris Sanders is our guest. Couple of games I want your thoughts on. Week 12 at New England, so later on in the season, Belichick, maybe Mac Jones is the starting quarterback, maybe it's Cam Newton. Do you worry about the Patriots with Belichick getting, you know, probably two-thirds of the season over with before you play him?
Yeah, I mean, I do, because if you look at Belichick is a master at what he does. I mean, if you look at some of the years where he struggled and the quarterback struggled and situations went wrong, he always found a way to pull these guys up and come back and win some ballgames. So when you're talking about Belichick and they're late in the season, he's going to study you. He's going to find your tendencies. He's going to find your weaknesses. He's going to find where you have a deficiency at. So I would love to have Mac Jones go against the Tennessee Titans early. But when you start playing the New England Patriots late, that means Belichick has a time to find you out, and he's going to have his quarterback ready, he's going to have that defense ready, he's going to have that offense ready. So I would rather play them early as opposed to late.
What do you make of the Seattle Rams swing? We're hearing perhaps it's rumored Seattle week two. Ooh. I wouldn't be surprised to see Seattle week two at the Rams week three. I think the league likes to do that, where they just send you out west once and then bring you back. You've played, you know, those kind of those West Coast games and on West Coast time. What do you think about that situation, and how different would it be if they're together compared to if they break up Seattle and the Rams?
You know, I would love for them to be together, because we can stay out on the West Coast. Because if you look at the Tennessee Titans track record, when we're going on the West Coast, we're consistently losing. So if we can just get down there a couple of days and really get acclimated and then play Seattle or play the Rams or whoever we have to play down there, I think is advantage for the Tennessee Titans, because our track record is definitely bad. It's definitely, you know, not good for the Tennessee Titans. So if they do that back-to-back and they just stay there and don't have to go through the traveling and packing and doing all those things, then now you can just really focus on the football and not focus on all the other stuff. So if they do that and back-to-back, I think it'll be great for the Tennessee Titans.
Why did you feel that way when you guys would go out west?
It's just a wear and tear. I mean, sometimes it has nothing to do with football. It's about packing. It's about getting on the plane for 4 and 5 hours and going to your hotel room and then have meetings and then having to do all those things as opposed to just traveling an hour and a half to a game. So when you're on the plane, you know, and you're on the plane for 4 or 5 hours, that takes a toll on your body. You're sitting, you know, you're not doing anything. You're sleeping and you're groggy. That's why if you look at what the Tennessee Titans, when they came out and play a game like that, it's always the start is so slow, but then they come back at the end. So if they can avoid that, then I think they can be successful.
Chris Sanders is our guest. It's funny because the offseason program over the last 2 years, it's been so different compared to what it was, and players are voluntarily not going to the offseason program anymore, and I'm kind of against that. But the rookie mini camp is this week. Rashad Weaver's expected to be here. I don't know what the expectations for Caleb Farley are, but if you were out there at rookie minicamp this weekend, what would you be keeping your eye on as far as the draft class is concerned?
Yeah, there's two guys I would look at. I mean, everybody knows to see what Caleb Farley's going to do, but I want to see what Dez Fitzpatrick does. I mean, he's a big time. He's not a big time. He's a big receiver, and there's a lot of competition. You got AJ Brown, Josh Reynolds, Batson. You got Fred Brown. You got Chester. You got Westbrook. There's all this competition. I want to see how he responds to competition. I understand that, you know, he's a big physical guy, and you know he can get off the line of scrimmage. But I want to see what he does when he goes against elite competition. Because if he goes against elite competition and he starts to beat our guys at camp, then I think he'll be able. The coaches will be able to feel that they can trust this guy to come in and be a three-headed monster with A.J. Brown and Josh Reynolds. So, you know, I'm looking for those things. And then some of the other guys that I'm looking at is Monty Rice. I know you don't like Monty Rice. I just want to see what he's going to do. I mean, everybody talks about that he's big, physical, but he's raw. I want to see where they can put him at to have him a chance to play, because we talk about when he was at Georgia, he was kind of more like a backup guy and more of a special teams guy. I want to see what he can do for the Tennessee Titans to draft him that early.
Chris Sanders, as always, former Titans receiver. By the way, how much did you learn at rookie minicamps, or how important did you think they were when you played?
Man, it was very important. And the reason why I love minicamp is because I get to make sure that the coaches can trust me and earn the respect of my players. Not just earn the respect of the offense, but earn the respect of my defense. Because on the first day of minicamp, the first guy I went against was Blaine Bishop. Blaine Bishop was a heartbeat of that Tennessee Titans team. So I called him out the first play. I said, hey, let's go one-on-one, beat him for a post, and I earned their respect. So these guys got to come in and do that also. Don't go in there and try to do crazy things and, you know, act all cocky, but just go and say, listen, coach, I'm here to play. I'm here to make plays. I'm here to make catches. I'm here to get interceptions and earn the respect, not just from your players, but earn the respect from the organization.
Chris Sanders, as always, our guest here on the program. Chris,
we'll
talk to you soon.
My hero. Thank you, my man.
Yep, Chris Sanders Bye-bye. Joining us, as always, here on the program. So rookie minicamp this week, I don't think Caleb Farley will get out there and do anything. Although Caleb Farley, I should say, was on Talking with TD this week. You can go, if you want to hear the one-on-one TD with Caleb Farley, go download Talking with TD. I'm sure that when TD drops by tomorrow, we will have a lot to go over with that Caleb Farley interview. But you heard Chris, he wants Seattle and the Rams together. You think they put Seattle and the Rams together on the Titans schedule?
If it is true that the Titans are playing in Seattle in week two, I don't think that they're going to be together. I don't think they would put at Seattle, at LA, at New York, weeks 2, 3, and 4. So I don't think they'll be together, but I really hope they do. I mean, two trips to the West Coast would be rough.
I would like that. I would like that, to take the one trip out there.
Just
try to win a game. Try to win a game. What they would have to do, if it's Arizona and then on the road at Seattle and the Rams, what they would have to do is what the Predators are going to have to do next week, which is win one of two games on the road, and then you get the Jets. I think I'd like that. Get it out of the way. You're still healthy when you go out there. Knock on wood. You're still healthy when you go out there. I think I would prefer that be the case. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. Speaking of the Predators, David Poile yesterday talking to the Midday Show about what he hopes for the future with Pekka Rinne. What do we make of what David Poyle said? We'll get to that coming up next. Stillman & Company is delivered by TriStar Moving. Don't miss the cure for our friend Cystic Fibrosis Golf Tournament, May 15th at the 12 Stones Golf Course in Goodlettsville. Some of the teams include retired Titans football players that will be hanging around after the tournament for the after party. Cure for Our Friends Golf Tournament still has a need for silent auction items. More info can be found at cureforourfriends.org. Thank you to Dad's Towing, Mitchell's Motors, and Nashville Wrecker Services for being the tournament sponsor for the 2021 Cure for Our Friends Cystic Fibrosis Golf Tournament. Stillman & Company, it's ESPN 102.5 The Game.